Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herman Bronchi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground for a single. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Pipp moves to second. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bronchi moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Witt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Witt. Sisler scores. Williams moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, Browns, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0-for-1 in the game. Schottky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt bunts towards third. Bronchi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bronchi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Bronchi reaches second base with a double. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Van Gilder bunts for an out with unknown description. Bronchi moves to third. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang fires to third and picks off Bronchi. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Witt. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. the Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0-for-2 in the game. Schottky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Ward moves to second. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Dugan reaches third base with a triple. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dugan scores. It's Yankees, 2, Browns, 2. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Shang moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Shang scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Ray Kolb now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Pipp moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Pipp moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0-for-3 in the game. Schottky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pipp scores. Ward moves to third. It's 5-2, Yankees. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dugan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-4 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Musel moves to third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pipp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Carl Mays now pitching. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Witt. Severide reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Yankees. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bronchi bunts towards third. Dugan juggles the ball. That's an error on Dugan. Severide scores. Bronchi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 5, Browns, 5. Cedric Durst pinch runs for Herman Bronchi. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Austin now playing third base. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Scott bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kolb. Ward moves to second. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Carl Mays. Dave Danforth now pitching. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for Elmer Smith. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Rusty Wright now pitching. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dugan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pipp is hit by the pitch. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pipp. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Pipp steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Severide hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Collins pinch hits for Jimmy Austin. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.